I greet you with the greeting words of peace, Shalom. The philosophy of Kemetic spirituality proudly presents a life-centered life. We wish the information that is shared will enlighten you and guide you on your uphill path. Blessings. The Hot-Headed Man. This is from the Book of Amenemope. This ancient book was written maybe a few hundred or a few thousand years before the Book of Proverbs or the Book of Psalms. Chapter 3. Do not get in a quarrel with an argumentative man, nor excite him with words. Proceed cautiously before an opponent, and give way to an adversary. Sleep on it before speaking, for a storm come forth like fire in hay. The hot-headed man in his appointed time, may you be restrained before him. Leave him to himself, and God will know how to answer him. If you spend your life with these things in your heart, your children shall behold them. Chapter 4. The hot-headed man in the temple is like a tree growing indoors. Only for a moment does it put forth roots. It reaches its end in the carpentry shop. It is floated away far from its place, or fire is its funeral cry. The truly tempered man sets himself apart. He is like a tree in a sunlit field, but it flourishes, it doubles its yield. It stands before its owner, its fruit is something sweet, its shade is pleasant, and it reaches its end as a statue. Chapter 5. Do not take by violence the shares of the temple. Do not be grasping, and you will find overabundance. Do not take away a temple servant. Chapter 1. Give your ears and hear what is said. Give your mind over to their interpretations. It is profitable to put them in your heart, but woe to him that neglects them. Let them rest in the shrine of your insides, that they may act as a lock in your heart. Now when there comes a storm of words, they will be a mooring post on your tongue. If you spend a lifetime with these things in your heart, you will find it good fortune. You will discover my words to be a treasure house of life. Your body will flourish upon the earth. Part of chapter 2. Be aware of stealing from a miserable man and of ragging against the crippled. Do not stretch out your hand to touch an old man, nor snap at the words of an elder. Do not let yourself be involved in fraudulent business, not desiring the carrying out of it. Do not get tired because of being interfered with, nor return an answer on your own. The evildoer throw him in the canal, and he will bring back its slime. Know the world in yourself. Never look for yourself in the world, for this would be to project your illusions. This podcast was brought to you by the Philosophy of Comedic Spirituality. We wish the information that was shared will enlighten you and guide you on your uphill path. Blessings.